That's Fleetwood Mac and Everywhere right here on Easter Point Radio. Now it's exactly 10:45 here in the UK. And it's great, as always, to welcome guests to the programme as part of our series
Anglia
In Focus.
And today it's my pleasure to welcome to the programme Sasha Watson. Now, Sasha is the Community Engagement Officer for Suffolk Trading Standards, who I hope is joining us on the line now. Good morning to you, Sasha.
Good morning.
How are you? All right?
I'm good, thank you. Yes, for a Monday morning anyway.
Yes, yeah, that's what I always think. Monday mornings are, you know, not the best days, but there we go. That's how it is, isn't it? Now, there's lots of things happening, I'm sure, always with Suffolk Trading Standards, and lots of things to be sorted out and things like that. But coming up very, very soon, of course, well, we've got Black Friday for a start, haven't we, on Friday the 24th of November. Now, lots of things are appearing, of course, on the television being advertised or in the shops being advertised, Black Friday bargains and this, that and the other. Are they really such good buys?
Well, that is a bit of a question, really. I think you have to, as with everything, it really is to shop around. And, you know, the biggest thing for me is sometimes is, you know, yes, it might look like a bargain, but do you need it? We need to obviously be a little bit tighter with our money these days. But, look around at other retailers. Is the price too good to be true? More often than not, that's going to be something that it could be a scam website, for example. Just big thing is just shop around. Look at other retailers and retailers that you trust to buy from, and check to see if that price is looking like a real bargain.
So I suppose it's a case of buyer beware, isn't it, really?
Very much so, yeah. I think you have to, you know, have your wits about you, especially when shopping online, is looking at the, you know, are you, clicking on a link from an email, for example, is that actually a genuine website? So it's really being very cautious about where you're going to on the internet to make sure it's actually a genuine offer or a genuine business.
So beware for all these bargains for Black Friday. Just be a little bit careful. That's the best advice, isn't it?
It is. And, you know, if you are buying something online, it's making sure that you're paying in a way that is going to be safe. So you don't do money transfer, things like that. Make sure you're actually paying how you would, you know, what you would expect to pay. So if you are asked to pay some in an unusual way, then that would be a big red flag. But make sure you are doing it via either a credit card, a debit card, or through something like PayPal, that sort of means of paying. Never doing a bank transfer.
Right, that's good advice then. So the rights that people have if they're buying online, you've got to be very careful. And with a shop, you can always take it back and you can negotiate with the shop itself and things like that, I'd imagine. But the rights are different, aren't they, when you're, as you say, buying online? You've got to be literally buyer beware.
It is. You do, in some ways, you have a little bit more rights when buying online because you haven't had a chance to be in that shop environment, look at the product, or even, you know, maybe try something on. You have an extra bit of rights when you buy online, that you have 30 days from the day it's delivered to decide if you actually want that product. So that is a bit of a benefit of buying online. But of course, if you want to return it, then it's probably going to be at your cost to return it. You do have to be quite cautious of that. But yeah, the biggest thing is obviously making sure it is a reputable retailer you're buying from so that you can return it.
I mean, the one thing that comes to my mind is if you were to buy something online which looked perfectly genuine and everything else, and it was advertised in the correct way and, you know, possibly sold through a reputable outlet, put it that way, and then you receive the goods and you find that it's not quite what you thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
So at a point like that, you see, you've got to have these sort of rights to be able to send it back without too much aggravation.
Yes, that's right. If it's been misadvertised or something within the description is incorrect, then you should not be out of pocket for actually returning that. It would be the retailer that has to actually provide the means for being able to send it back, not at your cost.
Now, a lot of people say that buying on a credit card is a lot better than buying on a debit card. Is that correct?
Yes, they both have their benefits, but buying on a credit card, if the goods are over £100, the finance company, so your credit card company, are equally liable. So if something goes wrong with the product, or even if it's, you know, maybe not described correctly, you can actually pursue your credit card instead of the retailer, which makes it very good if, so for example, the retailer goes out of business, or you are at a stalemate with dealing with the retailer, then you can go to your credit card company and they are equally liable. Now, if you buy on debit card, you can do what's called a cash, it's basically cashback. So what you are doing, you're requesting a refund from your bank. Now, they will have limits, but you usually have to contact them within 120 days of the purchase. So it is a little bit more limited. You can pursue, but your credit card, you've got equal liability. So it is best if it's over £100 paying on there. And you only have to pay a pound, you know, even a penny. It just needs to be a portion of that cost of the product needs to be on the credit card. And that still makes them equally liable.
So even if the item, and I know we're taking it to an extreme here, is £100 and 1p, that qualifies you, does it?
Yeah, straight away. Yeah. And, you know, if you just put a pound on your credit card, you've got that extra protection from the credit card company should anything go wrong.
Hey, wonderful advice, that. Wonderful advice. Now, of course, we're approaching the Christmas period, dare we say it. It seems to be creeping up earlier every year, doesn't it? But
I think it's September. Well, even your school holidays, you start seeing something now, don't you?
That's right. Yes, that's right. Now, the one thing is Christmas bargains. Now, lots of people, of course, are told when they buy these items that hang on to your receipt, and if it's not right, if it's not the right size, it's not the right colour or whatever it might be, then bring your receipt back and we will exchange it. Do you have to have a receipt?
You don't have to have a receipt, but you need to have what's called proof of purchase. Now, obviously, the receipt is probably the easiest thing as evidence that you've purchased the item. But what you can do is just, if you've paid by card, for example, is be able to show that, you know, you purchased a product from that retailer on, you know, 13th of November, and that would be your proof of purchase. They would then need to go through their system to be able to show that, yes, that product was purchased on that date and by that person. But yes, your proof of purchase can just be your bank statement.
Okay, that's good advice once again. Now, can we give out some details next for how people can find out more about Suffolk Trading Standards? And I'm sure that you have lots and lots of people contact you with wanting to know information. How can they best get in contact with Suffolk Trading Standards?
If they want to report something to us, so if there's a scam or you've got a dispute with a retailer, then you need to call us via Citizens Advice Consumer Service, and you can contact them on 0808 223 1133. But if you want to just kind of keep up to date with what's going on, whether it's we've got scam information, product recalls, even some of our prosecutions, is follow us on Facebook, Twitter, or X as it's now called. And we also then post out on Nextdoor and Instagram as well. So if you can follow us on one of those, or we also send out a weekly email. So you can sign up to receive that into your inbox with all the information that goes on each week as well. And all you need to do is go to the website www.suffolk.gov.uk/join the fight. And we just need your email address and that's all.
Hey, that's wonderful. And I'll ask you for that information again in a few moments for folks who are scribbling all this down. And we don't want them to miss out on any of the information. But you mentioned scams there. Now, of course, scams are around 365 days a year, I'd imagine. But do they get worse at Christmas?
I think what happens is the scammers will always use any hook that is relevant at that time. So anything that is newsworthy. But also, obviously, anything that is seasonal. So it will be that you know, we've got Black Friday deals coming up. We've got people looking to buy stuff over Christmas. So they'll use those as a hook to try and get you and steal your information or your money. So, yes, it kind of... there's no troughs. There's always peaks with the scams. And they just literally will follow whatever is newsworthy at the time.
And I think it's worthwhile just mentioning that, you know, if people see an email or whatever it might be, and it doesn't look quite right. And I mean, I've had them like everybody else. The best advice is leave well alone and do not open it. Is that right?
Yeah. You can open it, but don't click on any links. So don't open any attachments, click on any links, anything like that. The best thing to do is actually to forward it to report@phishing.gov.uk. Now, that goes to the National Cybercrime Team, part of central government. And what they do is they scan the emails and look for basically fake websites, things like that, and they get the websites taken down. And so they also then get their email address taken down so nobody can respond to that scam. And it's the best way of trying to fight against them and helping to ensure you might look at that and realise very quickly it's a scam email, but others may be easily duped into clicking on those links and giving over their personal details or money. So just to try and protect anyone else, is forward it to report@phishing.gov.uk.
Hey, that's really good advice, that, because I mean we've all had these problems, I'm sure. And it's so very, very easy. And of course, the one thing which you must never do is to give any details about bank accounts and things like that.
Yes, because that's right.
That can be a real lead-in, can't it?
It can be. And, you know, we see it quite, common in that people we've had where it might just be like a text message scam where it looks like it's from a delivery company saying, we've unable to deliver your package. Payment hasn't been received, and you click on the link. They ask you to pay a nominal amount of, like £1.99, and you don't think much of it. Later, we've had it where those individuals have then been called by what they presume was their bank to say that, there's been a scam payment, blah, 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 you need to do this, this, and this. We've had individuals then have transferred their own money into the scammer's bank account because the scammer have told them, we're from your bank, we've created you a new account to make sure your money is safe, we need you to transfer it over to here. And it happens all the time, unfortunately.
Yes, it's very disturbing, and we keep hearing about these various things going on online. So not only if you're buying something, but buyer beware, as we've been saying. But watch out for these scams. Watch out for people who are trying to get access to your credit card details or whatever, or bank details. I mean, it's bad news, isn't it?
It is, and they will try and contact you in every means possible. Basically, however we communicate, whether it's going to be on the phone, email, text message, even at your door, it's however we would communicate with someone, the scammers are going to communicate with you as well. So it's always be very cautious. Anything that's out of the blue, anyone who seems unusual for them to be contacting you, is just really question it. If it's a phone call, hang up and say that you'll phone them back. Find the number of that business. If it's an email, don't click on the links. Go to the website, of the actual business that looks like it is emailing you. Things like that. Just, don't act in that instant moment. Is do a little bit of research before you are trying to, passing any details over to anyone.
Yeah, I think that's a very good idea, what you mentioned there about if you get contacted, by phone or whatever, and they're telling you how to contact them, make sure that you phone them back. You don't just
that's
accept
right.
who they are.
Yeah, so it's certainly, if it's someone who's saying that they're phoning from your bank, quite politely say, well, I will contact you back. Go and get your bank card and look at the number on your bank card. It has your bank's number on there or on your banking statements, things like that, and then phone through that way instead. And you're giving time for the call to clear as well, and they won't still be on the line, and you'll make sure that you're actually getting through to the genuine service that is contacting you.
Hey, wonderful advice. Now, can we give out those contact details again, Sasha, for
yes,
how
sure.
people want to find out more about Suffolk Trading Standards and the help they can get?
So if you want to report anything, you just contact us on 0808 223 1133 and then just search for Suffolk Trading Standards on any social media that you're on. We're on all. And then if you want to receive our weekly email, just go to www.suffolk.gov.uk/join the fight.
Sasha, can I thank you very much for joining us live on East Point Radio this morning and giving us so much information at what can be a very difficult time of year for people.
It can, yes. No, thank you for having us on.
Thank you very much, Sasha. Thanks for joining us. There we've been talking to Sasha Watson, who's the Community Engagement Officer for Suffolk Trading Standards in Ipswich. Lots of excellent advice there. And, of course, that's brought to you as part of our series
Anglia
In Focus
here on East Point Radio.
Want so much to give you.